With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The State Board of Regents today formally approved renaming the University of Montana Law School in honor of Great Falls attorney Alexander Blewett III, following Blewett and his wife's gift of $10 million to the school announced earlier this week. Regent Martha Sheehy abstained from the law school vote because she said there should have been more opportunities for the public to comment on the decision. Meeting in Kalispell, the regents also approved a new tuition freeze for in-state students, a move meant to keep the university system's schools affordable after 3 years of declining enrollment. The freeze will keep tuition costs the same for Montana residents attending colleges and universities for the next 2 years. Higher Education Commissioner Clayton Christian said yesterday it was made possible by a $26 million funding increase by the state legislature earlier this year. Out-of-state students' tuition will rise by up to 3% next year, depending on the school, and up to 5% in 2017. Two adult male grizzly bears have been euthanized for killing calves on a private ranch southeast of Red Lodge. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist Sean Stewart tells the Billings Gazette that depredation by the bears was first reported about a week ago. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's trappers and state biologists set traps for the bears. They were captured last night near the kill sites. The bears were taken to the state wildlife lab in Bozeman, where they were euthanized today. Wildlife officials are often reluctant to relocate male adult grizzly bears that have killed cattle because of their potential to continue depredation. Montana's new campaign finance law still has at least one loophole that needs to be addressed. That's according to State Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell. Speaking at a forum in Missoula last night, Modell said the Disclose Act still allows some corporations and nonprofits to hide the source of the money they're spending in campaigns. Committees that are set up specifically to campaign have to report both where their contributions come from and their expenditures. But existing organizations, whose main purpose is not campaigning, they can declare themselves incidental and only report spending, not the source of the money. Modell says his office is working on new rules to implement the new law to eliminate that loophole.
To the greatest degree we can, we are going to try to move those corporate entities engaged in the political process, whether nonprofit or profit, into the position of disclosing both the contributions and the expenditures.
Modell called the Disclose Act the most important campaign finance reform bill passed by Montana since 1983. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny and backed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Modell says it vastly increases transparency in campaign spending by requiring earlier reporting of campaign contributions and spending and by making those reports available electronically. A 90-year-old woman in Butte was killed when she was hit by her car after a trip to the grocery store. Sheriff Ed Lester says the woman had stopped her car facing uphill, got out, and opened the passenger side door to unload groceries when the car began rolling. She was pinned between the door and a utility pole and suffered head and chest injuries last night. Responding officers freed the woman. She died a short time later at St. James Healthcare. Lester says the woman's death was an accident. Her car was still in drive, and the parking brake was not set. The woman's name is being withheld while family members were notified. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a petition from Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth to be released from a Montana jail after he was found in contempt of court. Justice Anthony Kennedy denied the one-time billionaire's request yesterday. Blixeth was ordered into custody and booked into the Cascade County Jail on April 20th under an order from U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon in Helena. Haddon says Blixeth has not accounted for $13.8 million from a Mexico resort that was sold in defiance of a court order. An appeal by Blixeth is pending before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Yellowstone Club went bankrupt and was sold after Blixeth gave it up during a divorce. Creditors from the bankruptcy have said Blixeth owes them $286 million. A black bear is dead after being shot by a St. Regis woman who says the animal was in her front yard when it charged. The Missoulian reports Brandy Taylor and her husband were watching a movie in their home when they heard a crash near their garbage cans around 1 a.m. Thursday. Taylor says her husband went out to investigate and the bear charged. She says she grabbed the rifle they keep near their dining room window and shot the bear in the head once. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asking its bison expert to step down to a lower-paying job as legislative budget reductions force the agency to cut five Wildlife Division positions. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports biologist Arnie Dude says he was surprised by the move and that he didn't think the organization would treat him that way after he dedicated his life's work to the agency. Montana's two U.S. senators today honored Montana newspaper reporter Chuck Johnson, who's retiring after more than four decades of covering Montana politics. Speaking on the Senate floor, Republican Steve Daines pointed to Johnson's role in chronicling state government since the 1970s.
With Chuck's retirement and the closing of the Lee State Bureau, Montana is saying farewell to not only a talented and dedicated reporter, but also a historian of our state and a mentor to countless young reporters looking to make their own mark in Montana's news media.
Democrat John Tester praised Johnson's fairness and thoroughness.
It will be a long time before Montana sees someone as good as Chuck in the reporting corps. So as a body, we honor Chuck Johnson's contributions to Montana, to our country, and to our democracy.
Johnson and fellow reporter Mike Dennison are leaving Lee newspapers at the end of next week. The company says it's closing its state capitol bureau and taking a different approach to covering statewide issues. Dennison says he and Johnson were let go as a cost-cutting measure and will be replaced by lower-paid reporters. A 34-year-old Helena man has denied charges that he tried to kill his former girlfriend by stabbing and strangling her, causing a collapsed lung and throat injuries. KTVH-TV reports Jim Randolph Oliver pleaded not guilty to attempted deliberate homicide during a hearing yesterday before District Judge Kathy Seeley. Seeley denied a defense request to lower Oliver's bond from $150,000 to $25,000. Prosecutors allege Oliver had been kicked out of the woman's house for drug use, but entered the house late on March 21st. The woman said that when she went to investigate a noise in her living room, Oliver stabbed and strangled her. The woman's father said he hit Oliver in the head with a pool cue and chased him off. Court records say Oliver told the police the woman invited him into the house and two men attacked him. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.